Steve, thanks very much. It's Bill Leff and it's Dane Neal sitting in for Wendy Snyder, who's on vacation for a couple of days. You know, it's never too early to start planning for retirement. Hands down, whenever you start, you should have started 6 months earlier. Art Miller is here. He's the president of Capital Preservation Strategies. And Art, anytime I see the word president, I always assume the word presumptive precedes it. But you're not the presumptive president. You are the president.
That's what they've told me.
Good. That's good. Okay. That's very good news. What I said, I hope, is true. People always talk about you can never start too early for retirement, but that's not just a saying. That's real.
No, it's a fact. Unfortunately, as Americans, we're faced with a very different outlook on retirement than our parents, and too many people have faced. And I used to see those newspaper articles. Your 401k is now a 201k.
Yeah.
And since the year 2000, we've had four very negative years in the economy, which has devastated many people's retirement. Mm-hmm. Plus, people are living longer. Pensions have pretty much disappeared. So they face a lot of challenges looking forward to putting enough money away to have a secure retirement.
The whole thing has changed so much. And, of course, you look to your parents for advice on so many different topics. And I remember hearing, like, oh, just get a good job, work there for 30-plus years, yep. Get a pension, and then you're done. I mean, that's all you need to know. And, obviously, that's changed so much. And so your parents haven't experienced the same thing that maybe, you know, adults in the workforce now. And probably it's going to be different for kids as well, right, where you just don't see – you just don't see that same kind of stability in the workforce, right? You see people changing, and it's tough to save money.
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, they used to talk about the three-legged retirement stool. You had Social Security, pensions, and your savings. Well, Social Security just went through a major change last November with the Bipartisan Budget Act, where I think, unfortunately, the Obama administration was convinced to take a benefit out that they called unintended, where it really wasn't. It was an auxiliary benefit. So in other words, you could sort of glom on to a spousal benefit and let your benefit and your spouse's own benefit earn deferred credits for 4 years between the ages of 66 and 70, which would boost your ultimate benefit. But they removed that, and now unless you were 66 by April and the youngest member of a couple 62 by last December, it's gone. I'm hoping a new administration brings it back. Plus, pensions have pretty much disappeared.
Yep.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Those days are almost gone.
Yeah, it stinks because you look back into the 80s, if you can remember back that far, and I've been, you know, read to about it. I'm much too young.
You're far too young to know firsthand,
absolutely.
Right? Right.
But
your grandfather probably told you about
right.
it.
We've
right?
all seen the documentary.
He rode with Buffalo
sure.
Bill. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You had about 85% of the population in corporate America. With medium-sized companies and larger, all offered pensions. Now we're down below right around 15%. That's
yep.
about it, and it's dropping each year.
You don't see companies. I mean, there's a lot of them that don't offer even a 401ks. A lot of them don't offer health insurance for the
That's
most
right.
part. I mean, it's changed absolutely completely. So what can people do like now? Of course, they can't depend on the advice of their parents, but they can depend on your advice.
Or can they?
Right.
Or can they?
Exactly.
Are you here to trick us, Art?
Well, that's what my wife says, or can they?
I'm believing that much.
Yeah. We have that debate, you know, 24 hours a day. That's another subject. But what they can do is really, you know, an old financial adage we used to use when I was part of a fee-based team was you pay yourself first. Regardless of everything else, you earmark a certain amount of money to put away each month from your paycheck. And the larger, the better. And I wouldn't rely on just a company plan. If you have a company plan that's a 401k, or if you're in the medical or education markets, you have a 403b. If you're with the city, you've got a 457 plan. Besides that, you can't rely just on their choices. If you have your own, or you should start your own IRA, it's good to do that as well. So you have a little bit more flexibility.
Here's my question
Go
about
ahead.
What you just said. And I know that in theory, what you just said is a great thing, that every month I'm going to set aside $300, $500, $800 and pay myself and set that aside. However, with the economy being as rough and as unstable as it's been over the last decade or so, so many people, myself included, didn't have that money. And if you're putting a kid or two through college, that made it even harder.
Absolutely.
I would love to have done that every month, but there just wasn't any extra money aside to do it. So what do you do then?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, Bill. So many people are faced with that precise situation.
Yeah.
And I always believe, and I still do, that it's never too late, that whatever state you're in, if your kids are now gone,
yeah.
you should have a little bit more cash flow. And now you need to start squirreling that away.
But whatever you can, do it.
Or if you can just find someone to pay that money for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Knock
right.
Over
that would
bank,
be better.
You know.
Right.
You
I need a sugar daddy. What are your stances on sugar daddies? Are you for them or against them?
Oh, I've always been for them. In fact, I went to college studying to be a gigolo, so I studied gigology.
I didn't know that was a major.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
The workplace has changed, Bill.
Boy, has it ever.
You know, in Western Pennsylvania, that's all they have for entertainment.
I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely.
What about Social Security? Now, I know that people always go, I don't even think we're going to get, by the time we're old enough to collect Social Security, I don't even think it's going to be there. Is it going to be there?
You know, my best guess is that it will be, because I think there'd be a real revolution in this country. The issue is, and this started back in the Reagan administration, and it was followed by the Clinton administration. They knew their advisors. You know, none of these presidents are economic experts, so their advisors told them that Social Security was in trouble.
Yeah.
And one of the main reasons Social Security was in trouble back when Reagan was president in 83 was the fact that we were coming. The baby boomer generation. And when Roosevelt's administration created it in 35, nobody knew back then that we were coming.
Right.
You know, and so life expectancy was only age 65, so they really didn't even have to pay off. But now,
isn't that something? That's
now.
True, though. Yeah. You're not kidding. That's
no,
true.
I'm not. I know it sounds crazy,
right.
But it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And now longevity is well into your 80s. The fastest growing segment of the population actuarially are people over 100.
Yep.
So the answer is just to kill people off sooner.
Right. What can we do to kill people off sooner?
You die early, and that's one of the things you know I talk about.
So the best thing for you is to die early.
Die soon. Walk in front of a bus, and you have no more problems.
Oh, no. For those who don't make that choice.
That's not good at all. That's not good at all. And then this is sad but true also. Yeah. There's a lot of people who believe you can retire and live fairly comfortably on Social Security, and that's not easy to do.
No. You know, once again, backing up, when Roosevelt's administration created it, it was only intended to give people a leg up.
Yep.
But what's become unfortunate and more dire is because pensions have disappeared, we're living longer, the economy has not cooperated in the last 15 years with four negative years, we've become more reliant on Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when clients come in to see me, my best advice, and this always depends on their circumstances, if you can, try to make yourself wait to age 70 to earn those delayed credits so you've got a larger benefit.
Are you able to talk with them and kind of figure out, like, what do you want your lifestyle to be? Because a lot of times in their older years, you know, people will kind of downsize, you know, or you could explain to them, hey, yes, if you live off of the grid and you're Ed Begley Jr., you can live comfortably as Ed Begley Jr.
I can't even say it. Residual checks coming in.
Yeah, but do you have where you kind of say, like, well, here's what you want to experience? I know it's tough to kind of predict the future as far as what things will cost, but you say, like, for this lifestyle, you're going to have to save this much.
Yeah, well, we've developed software that does that, you know, with
certain
degrees of accuracy, because you have to, and one of the things I teach is that you have to build inflation into it. So we use 3.2%. So if you tell me you want a lifestyle where you need, say, $50,000 a year. You've got $30,000 coming in from Social Security. Maybe you're lucky enough to have a $10,000 pension, so you've got $40,000. Well, we've got a $10,000 gap to fill in. So we look at your savings. What will that generate? How much of that $10,000 gap do you want guaranteed? How much do you care if it goes up or a little or goes down a little bit each month?
Right.
And it's one thing to survive, but some people are like, I want to, you know, cruise around the world, or I want to take that one vacation.
Well, we're always told during our golden years, that's the time we get to explore the world and stuff like that. But so many people realize once they hit that age, they don't have the money to do it.
That's
so
right.
There's got to be a way to fix that. Art Miller is here. He's the president of Capital Preservation Strategies. You want to go to cpstrategies.net for more information. We'll continue this. And if you want to jump in, we're already getting texts and calls. 312-981-7200. You can text us there. You can call us there. It's Bill Leff and Dane Neal in for Wendy Snyder on WGN. We're talking financial planning and retirement with Art Miller. He's the president of Capital Preservation Strategies. You want to go to cpstrategies.net. It's right there on your internet. It's Bill Leff and Dane Neal is sitting in for Wendy Snyder. Who needs your services? More than anybody, who should be your clients?
I would say anyone who's 50 and older, who's just starting to think about retirement, wondering if they're going to have enough money to retire and how they're going to accomplish that. Because I think, unfortunately, we've had a couple of very good years in the economy, and that tends to make people forget what might be coming. We tend to have corrections every 6-7 years.
You would almost think, or I would anyway, that it would be the opposite. It would be during downtimes that people would realize, I got to figure out the future. But it's when things are good that people tend to realize that, huh?
Well, they forget. It's like my mother, God bless her soul. She used to get her stock tips, at the beauty parlor.
Yeah.
And, that doesn't
sure.
really help anyone. And, one of the things.
Buy Clairol. Okay,
yeah, really.
I'll buy Clairol.
Exactly. A little hair coloring and some good stocks.
Yep.
But, one thing that I see when people come in to see me, I always ask them what their core financial priorities are. Is it preservation, income, growth, liquidity, or passing money on to heirs?
Mm-hmm.
And 80 or 90% of them tell me it's either preservation or income. And yet when I look at their picture, they've got 80, 90% all in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And so when surprises come along, meaning we have downturns, they're not prepared for them. So one of the things we look at is trying to get their picture match the reality. And they need not only a strong offense, but a strong defense, just like the Bears used to have.
Oh, we're going way back.
Yeah.
We're going way, way back on that. Is it a sound thing if you're talking retirement and retirement savings, having that money in the market, in the stock market, is that a good move or not a good move?
Well, you need, as I say, a healthy balance.
Yeah.
And we tend to use, when Markowitz created asset allocation theory and won the Pulitzer Prize back in about 58, one of the side theories that came out of it was something, was age-weighted allocation, which was the rule of 100. So you subtract your age from 100. If you're 60, it means you keep 40% in growth of the market, and about 60% should be in something that's preserved and can also grow some and provide some income.
Yep. Very, very good. Yeah. We've got some texts coming in. If you want to text us, do that at 312-591-7200. Here's a good one. This is from 630-ART. I have a pension with the post office. How safe am I and how lucky am I?
Well, probably safe and lucky are two good words, because the post office has got one of probably at this point the more secure pensions. How that will hammer out in the future, no one can say, but count yourself lucky to have it.
It's usually the union jobs that have kept with the pensions, right?
That's right.
Is that pretty much how it runs down? Yeah. Okay. Can you imagine, this is from another 630, can you imagine them getting rid of Social Security while spending what they do on defense, and for that matter, the amount of money that they accidentally misplaced, the government, people would be outraged. What would happen, hypothetically, if they made the announcement, hey, we've had the Social Security program in place for a little while, it's not working anymore, sorry? That wouldn't sit well with people, would it?
No, I think you'd have everybody leaving the country.
Yep.
It's a promise that was made by Franklin Roosevelt in 35. And people have just gotten dependent on it. And as I said, in the earlier segment, even more dependent on it, as pensions have disappeared.
Yeah.
And we're living longer. So I would say it would be political suicide for anybody to try and tamper significantly with Social Security.
I think as long as you had it where it was off in the future, and the people, I think, with the most capability to be upset about it aren't involved in that process. Like, let's say you said, like my kids, that they're 9. So like, okay, well, we're all good.
Mm-hmm.
But when the kids that are 9 now, they're going to be out of luck. Can we all agree on that? But you're all solid. People might be like, okay with it. And Max certainly wouldn't complain. My kids would be, whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that's the way to do it, is get people to agree to it that aren't really looking at that as like their future yet.
Well, that's a frightening and funny comment. A few years down the road, though, those very kids who you've hoodwinked will become cognizant of it within 10 years.
And it will be, 15. As they say in the business, too late.
That would be too late.
Yes.
What's the difference? I should know this, but I don't know this. Okay. I always hear regular IRA and Roth IRA, but there is a difference between the two, right?
Yeah, absolutely. With the regular IRA, much like your company plan, you get a taxable deduction. So let's say you put $2,000 away in either a company plan, 401k, a 403b, mm-hmm. an IRA, and you make $20,000 for the year, and you put $2,000 in, you're only taxed on $18,000. So that's a tax deduction.
Mm-hmm.
They both have tax deferral, so your money isn't taxed. You begin to withdraw it. You do it before 59.5. There's a 10% penalty. From 70 on, you're required to do it by IRS regulation. But the Roth, you put after-tax dollars in, and once you take it out after leaving it in for 5 years, there's no taxation on it.
So would you say that one's more beneficial, or does it depend on the circumstance?
It depends on the circumstances, but the more tax-free money you can acquire, the better off you will be. So
okay.
The Roth is a very valid approach.
Can you put your headphones on? I know you're worried about messing up your hair, but it's important because people want to talk to you on the phones.
Yeah, the one.
312-981-7200. Let's start out with Therese. Therese, hi. You're on with Art Miller, the president of Capital Preservation Strategies. Do you have a question for him?
Yes, Art. Refresh my memory. If I'm not correct, and Roosevelt set that up, that was a fund for only that. It was not to be touched for anything else. But if I remember correctly, there was money taken out of there on a constant basis by our government to help supplement them, and they were supposed to pay it back. It was never supposed to end.
Art, the government would never hoodwink us that way, would they? Ever?
No, because governments are inherently honest.
Right.
We all know that. You know, the difficulty is I think we've, for decades, grown to believe that there's a specific, very technical term, chunk of money there set aside for Social Security, where really the program is managed by the Treasury Department. And there's a wide variety of stories in terms of how that money has been utilized. And it's tough to ascertain. Unfortunately, because of the changing demographics in the population and the challenging economies we've had, the Treasury coffers need to be replenished. And
exactly. And what about the paying that is constantly being done at this point? The Social Security is not based just on what they put in there. It's also based on what we are putting in, right? The I think it's the FICA or the
Yes.
Okay.
So was there a question there?
What was the question, Therese?
Yeah. Well, my question is this. If it's continually being, money is being put into it because we have it withdrawn from our payroll, how is it that it's not, I know it's not looked at it because it's been, as you said, dipped into or used for other things. I understand that someday we're not going to, Social Security might become a thing of the past. But I think people get frightened when they hear this. When in essence it can't go away unless, like you said, he took that one clause out of it, and you probably would have a riot. But I feel like it is something that can sustain itself as long as people aren't just constantly borrowing something.
Yes. Well, Therese, I don't know if this will answer your question, but there are about six proposals that Congress is looking at right now to quote unquote shore up the system. They may be raising taxes on Social Security. They may be increasing the upper limits. Right now, they do not tax any incomes above 118.5. They're looking at taxing incomes at 150, 200, or 250. They're also looking at altering the way the cost of living adjustment is done. Right now, it's based on the consumer price index. This year, there was no cost of living adjustment because wage inflation didn't increase over the last two Octobers. So those are some of the things they're thinking about and how to keep the system going.
Therese, thanks for the phone call. Greatly appreciated. Art, nice to see you. Very
Absolutely.
Helpful information. Art Miller is the president of Capital Preservation Strategies. He's the president. Are you running for re-election, by the way?
I am, and within my office, they say I don't have a very good chance.
Oh, I hate to hear that. cpstrategies.net is the website for Art if you have more questions. Thank you for being here.
Oh, absolutely. Appreciate Thanks it. For having me.
All right, we'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Dane in for Wendy on WGN.